Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We continually bless and honor you this morning, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You are mighty. You are great. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing. Your throne, oh God, is like the fiery flame. You are the God that answers by fire. A fire goes before you, oh Lord, and burn up your enemies. Oh God, release your fire to burn up the works of darkness. In the name of Jesus, baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. Let your fire be in our hands to heal the sick and cast out devils. In the name of Jesus, let your fire burn in our eyes, in our heart, in our belly, in our mouth, in our feet. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let your fire be in our tongue to preach and to prophesy. In the name of Jesus, we receive tongues of fire. Let your word be preached with fire. Make us ministers of fire, O God. Deliver us your fire. Let your fire protect us and cover us, O God. We release the fire of God to burn up idols in our land, in America especially, O God. Let the works of witchcraft and occultism be burned with your fire. Purify our lives with your fire. Let your fire be released in Zion, O God. Let the spirits of lust and perversion be destroyed with your fire. Release the spirit of burning to burn up the works of darkness. Oh, my God, let your fire, your flame, burn up wicked spirits. In the name of Jesus, let your glory kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. Oh, God, cause your glorious voice to be heard. In Jesus' name, show lightning down your arm with the flame of devouring fire and with scattering tempest and hailstones, O God. Let Babylon be a stubble in and let your fire burn them, O God. Let them not be able to deliver themselves from the power of the flame. In Jesus' name, let all flesh see your fire released, O God. Create upon Zion a flaming fire by night. Let your fire of your presence, let the fire of your presence be released in our lives, O God. Let demons be exposed and cast out with your fire. Release your hot thunderbolts against our enemies, O God. Cast forth the lightning and scatter the enemy. Let your light be for a fire and your Holy One for a flame to burn the barriers and thorns in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we just praise and honor you. We bless you this morning, O great King. Father, we thank you for your kingdom. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Let your kingdom advance and be established through preaching, through teaching, and through healing. In the name of Jesus, let the gates of our lives and the cities, O God, be open for the King of Glory to come in. Come in, King of Glory. Lord, you reign. You are clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting. Oh God, Lord, you are a great King above all the gods. Let the heathen hear that you reign. You reign, oh God. You reign, Lord. You reign. You reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Oh God, Lord, you have prepared your throne in the heavens. Let your kingdom rule over all. Let men bless you, the Lord. Bless you, Lord, in all places of your dominion, O God. Let your kingdom, O God, be an everlasting kingdom. I thank you that your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and your dominion endures throughout all generations, O God. We just come to continually praise you, to honor you, to bless you. You are mighty. You are holy. You are righteous. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. Oh, and you are soon coming. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallowed be thy name, O God. We honor your presence this morning on Bible Storyland. Well, good morning, and we thank each of you for joining us on Joyful Praise Day on Bible Storyland. We are praising the King, our God. Oh, God, Revelation 7 says, 11, and all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders, the four beasts, and fell before the throne, on their faces and worship God, saying, amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. We thank God for this morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We are grateful. We're rejoicing in it. We are praising the Lord on Joyful Praise Day. Father God, we thank you for your great grace, your great mercy. We thank God for choosing us. We thank God that he chose us and we are his chosen people. Well, this morning we have Minister Stacy on with us. She's going to do a praise and worship unto our King. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed. Thank the Lord. God is good.
Amen. Amen. Well, let the Lord have his way through worship. Worship.
Amen. God be the glory this morning. There's so many wonderful songs to sing unto the Lord. Amen. 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 I'm just going to sing it for you, I guess. Praise the Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. His name is Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. We have the victory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Ooh, oh, tell me, who can stand before us when we call on that great name? His name is Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. We have the victory. I got the joy, 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 joy. Down in my heart. Well, down in my heart. Well, down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy. Down in my heart. Down in my heart to say. I got the joy, 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 joy. Down in my heart. Well, down in my heart. Down in my heart, I got the joy, 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 joy. Down in my heart, down in my heart to say, hallelujah, God, I give you praise, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we give you honor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, I just bless you, say, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. Ooh, for you are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good. Hallelujah. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. People from every nation. People from every nation and tongue, From generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. You are good. For you are good all the time, all the time, all the time. You are good. Yes, you are. Yes, you are all the time.
Your desires revealed in
God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. 'Cause I never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. 'Cause I never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Out of a woman.
Oh, God, I give myself away. Oh, you can use me.
Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. I give myself away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
'Cause I never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. 'Cause I never know how much it costs.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. It's nothing like praising our King. He is the King of Kings. Let me tell you something. It's not just a saying to say he deserves all the glory. It is what's due to him. It is what's due to him. He's the one who blew his breath into our bodies and gave us life. He chose us. We didn't choose ourselves. He chose us. I want to tell you something. In 1 Peter, you know the word of God is awesome. It's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It is the book of love. You know, God wrote us love letters. And in those love letters, he gave us instructions. And in those instructions, we have to obey them in order to get back to him. You know, when you're going on a trip, you can't just, you know, say, oh, let me see. I'm just going to drive here and drive there. I know how I get to California. No, you need a map. You need instructions. So the Bible is that book of instructions. And so I thank Minister Stacy and her girls this morning for that awesome praise and worship unto our King. We got to praise him every day. You know, we can't say, oh, let me see, I'm just going to praise him on Friday once a month. No, we got to do it every day. He deserves the glory. He deserves the praise. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you, speaking about each one of you on Bible Story Land, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, which in time past we were not a people, but are now the people of God, which has not obtained mercy, but now we have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversations honest among each other, among the people of God, among the world, everywhere. It says the Gentiles, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or the governor. So I thank the Lord that we can worship and praise him. Now look here. He didn't just choose somebody down the street. He didn't just choose. He has plans, strategic plans. He chose us. We are a chosen generation. He said, I want you, I want you, I want you, I want you, I want you. And let me tell you something. It's no running back. You can't be a prodigal daughter or a prodigal son. Oh, no, when God chooses you, his mark is upon you. I was in the place last week getting some work done on my brakes. And when I finished, went up to the counter to pay, the gentleman says, I perceive you to be a woman of God. Now, he didn't use those exact words, but he said, I see you a godly woman or something of that sort. Now, I never mentioned God. I never said one thing to that gentleman. But let me tell you what, the world knows that we are chosen. Whether we know it or not, we got that mark upon us. We can't hide the mark. We were born with that mark. He chose us before we were born, before he formed us in our mother's belly. And let me tell you something. You know, we are a royal priesthood. We serve a royal king. He's not no ordinary king. He's not flesh and blood. He does not look like us. We're supposed to look like him. He created us in his image. We are royal priesthood. Like King Lemuel's mother told her son, she said, listen, son, you are a son. You have a special calling. You are a king's child. You don't just go out there and do any old thing. We are royal priesthood, and we are a holy nation. The Lord says we are his holy nation. Yeah, I'm talking about you, in case you think I'm talking to the person in another room or somewhere else. I'm talking about you. You are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. God chooses nations of people. Just like when Abraham, he chose him. He became the father of all nations. He chose us. We did not choose ourselves. You know how when little friends get together, they sometimes are mean to each other. And they'll look at each other, I don't choose you, I choose you, I don't choose you, I choose you. No, God chose us particularly. And when God chooses you, that's a special choosing. So I'm honored that God chose me to be his very elect child. And I say, thank you, Lord, and I thank God for the praise and worship, because we got to praise him like never before. You know, David praised him so hard he came out of his clothes. Now, you know, ever since I was a child, people used to tell me, you're different. You don't act like other people. You're different. Well, I didn't know what that meant until I became older. I am peculiar, and I pray that you're peculiar, too, that people say, uh-uh, you can't come in this club. Uh-uh, you can't do that. What you doing over here? You know you belong to God. They'll tell you when you try to do something wrong, they go like, uh-uh, what you doing? You know you belong to God. So we can't do wrong and get by. No, 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 we are chosen. And why were we chosen? To show forth the praises of God. We got to show forth his praises. And he called us out of that dark way. You know that dark stuff that we do in the dark, all of those sin, that sin nature. You know, we were born in sin in our mother's belly, but God called us out of that way. He said, no, 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 I want you to come. I want you to not be conformed to the world no more. I don't want you smoking pot, doing drugs. I don't want you prostituting on the corner. I don't want you sliding in the mud. I don't want you doing the mire of life. I want you to be peculiar, holy nation. He has a plan now. So you can try to backslide, but God going to call you back. He said that I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. He brought me up out of the miry clay, out of a horrible pit. He put a new song in our mouths, even praise unto him. Many have seen it, and they turn. They say, oh, God, if Caretha Gantler can change, I know it's time for me to change. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, what? She used to do this and do that, Abba. She committed adultery, she lied, she stole, she did all these things. Yet God chose her? Oh, my God, she must have had a Damascus Road experience, and I did. And guess what? You about to have one, too, if you haven't had it already. I praise the Lord. Oh, you know, we got to show forth. Why did he choose us? To show forth his praises, his glory. You know, you going through a situation, people say, oh, my God, look at what he going through. Look at what she going through. But yet they praising God right on. So I thank the Lord for each of you this morning. We got to continually praise the Lord. We got to continually do the things that he want us to do. And I thank God that he chose us. He handpicked us to give him glory in his kingdom. We are part of his kingdom. We were chosen by him. And what a great privilege it is to be chosen by the Most High God. You could be chosen by the devil, you know. And guess what? He sometimes chooses people. He leads them in the path of destruction. But you know what? God's people are wise people. We got to have wisdom. We got to say, oh, my God, I thought I was on the right path. Lord, forgive me. I slipped off. Admit it. And repent and move forward. Don't be saying, oh, well, it's too late. God ain't going to forgive me for that. He forgive us for everything except blaspheming the Holy Spirit. So I thank God this morning. You know, God says, 1 Peter 2:5, you are lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So I thank God that he chose us to be his people. He set us apart. He set us apart. We not like the people down the street, the people next door, the people in another city. No, he set us apart to show him praise. So I thank the Lord this morning. I'm happy. You know, I'm happy today in Jesus. You know that little song the children sang? I'm happy today in Jesus. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Yeah, I'm clapping my hands. I'm happy and I know it. So I hope you clapping your hands. Well, this morning, we're going to continue with the praise and thanksgiving. We have Sister Jackie this morning online with us, Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? All right. She got her phone on mute. Jackie, you there? She was on there a minute ago. Let me see what happened to her. Jackie. All right, she'll be back on. She'll come on in a minute and sing. I'm looking for her cousin. Well,
I'm sorry, Caritha. I'm on here. We came to Knoxville, Tennessee with my niece, my husband's niece, great niece, and not since she graduated yesterday. We had a great time. We're here with Wanda Travis, Gigi, Aaliyah, Bobo, Lala, all the little cousins, her son. And we're going to sing This Little Light of Mine, I think it's.
Hey,
y'all want to help me? Y'all want to help me? Y'all help me? Okay. All right, guys. Y'all ready? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, Lord. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, Lord. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine.
Rachel,
Rachel, you there? Hold on. Let me make sure I got her on live. Hold on. Hold on, Sister Rachel. Let me see. All right, hold on. I ain't put you on live yet. Hold on. There you go. Good morning, Sister Rachel. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Praise God.
Amen. I thank God for you coming on.
Glad to be here.
Amen. What are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing I'm Going to Live So God Can Use Me.
Amen. I'm going to live so God can use me. Go right ahead.
I'm going to live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to pray so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to pray so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to work so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to work so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. Will you sing so God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime? Will you sing so God can use you anywhere, Lord, anytime? I'm going to pray so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to pray so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to walk so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to walk so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. Anywhere, Lord, anywhere, Lord, anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I'm going to live so God can use me anytime, anywhere. That's that royal priesthood. That's that holy nation. Yeah, that's how we live, holy people, holy nation. That's the people who live so God can use them anytime. You didn't say, uh-oh, Karita done slid in the mud. Sister G done slid in the mud. I can't use it today. No, 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 no. We're going to live like we're a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. So God can use us anywhere, anytime. You know, sometime one Sunday I walked in the church and I was a visitor. And the minister said, oh, yeah, we need you to come up here and do this and do that. So we got to live. He recognized the Spirit of God in me. So we got to live so God can use us anywhere, anytime. Now, I wasn't expecting that. I was just going to be sitting there praising and worshiping with the congregation. But we got to live so God can use us anywhere, anytime. And you know what? We got to let those lights shine. Yeah, we got to let our light shine. We can't hide it under a bushel. We got to live so God can use us anytime in that light. Let our light shine brighter and brighter, Lord Jesus. Brighter and brighter. Not dim, but bright. Bright, 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 bright. Well, I thank them, Lord, this morning. I believe that we have Miss Ludell on with us from Applin, Georgia. Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Good morning, Joe. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
I enjoyed that song that lady just sung.
Amen. Wasn't that great?
It was wonderful, wonderful.
Well, what you going to sing for us this morning, Miss Ludell?
Huh?
You going to sing for us?
Yes. Let the light shine.
All right. Go right ahead.
Let the light shine on me, O Lord. Shine, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, O Lord. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Father, I stretch my hand, oh yes, to thee. No what that light mean now. Can I say that?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead, Ms.
Okay. The light, it's from the lighthouse. It didn't say Georgia Power. It didn't say Gaslight, Atlantic Gas. It say from the lighthouse. It's the light of love. It's a light of caring. It's a light of giving. And most of all, it's a light of forgiveness. And that's something we don't want to do, forgive. But that's what that light represents, love, caring, and forgiving. Because it say it came from the lighthouse, you know. So the lighthouse is not down here. The lighthouse is above. Thank you.
Amen. We thank you, Ms. Ludell. What you see, you going on 94 now?
93. Yeah, 94. Yeah, 94.
You're going on. Oh, okay.
I'm 93 now.
Yes, ma'am. Going on 94. I thank the Lord for you, Miss Ludell.
Thank you, darling. Thank
you.
Yeah,
I tell you, Miss Ludell is still on the battlefield for the Lord, and she's letting the lighthouse shine on her. You can tell it already.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I thank you, Miss Ludell. Is it raining in Applin, or what's the weather like?
No, ma'am, it's beautiful here this morning. We've had beautiful weather all the week.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Beautiful.
Amen. We have, too. I think it rained a couple of nights ago, but poured down. Uh-huh. But I thank God, because he's raining down on the earth, giving us green, green, green. It's green and beautiful here. So thank you so much, Ludell. And Father,
just a pleasure.
Thank you for Miss Ludell. I thank you for what you're doing in the soldier Ludell, Lord. She's been on the battlefield a long time, taking many hits, but, Lord, you have delivered her, oh, God, from many things. But, Lord, I thank you that you have grace and mercy and favor upon her, oh, God. You've given her abundant life, abundant life. And so I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that this little light is hers and she's living.
Yes.
I thank you that she lives so that you can use her anywhere, anytime. And I thank you, Lord God, she's letting the light of the lighthouse shine on her.
Yes.
Now bless her family. So she has children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. Bless them all. Make sure, Lord God, that they're all saved. That is her desire, that everyone of us be saved. So we thank the Lord for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, we have Minister Stacy on with us, and next we're going to have Latricia Smith say a prayer of joy and praise unto the Lord. Minister Stacy and her daughter, they gave the Lord praise this morning, and they're going to be singing again. All right, good morning again, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I thank God for you. We missed you a couple of weeks, but I thank God you are back on.
Amen. God bless you. Good to be back on.
Amen. Minister Stacy from Jacksonville, Florida. And you know what God answered? I'm giving a little testimony about her. She had been praying for, I don't know, a year, two, however many years for a home. And she kept on saying, pray for my house, pray for my house, pray for us to get a house. And I said, it's already done. Just keep thanking him for it, thanking him and thanking him. And so when she got the house, she said, oh, my God, thank the Lord. So now she and her family have a beautiful home, and they are praising the Lord in that house like never before. So what are y'all going to sing? What are y'all going to sing this morning? Minister Stacy?
Okay, well, I guess nobody greater.
Okay, good.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Your name. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works
Mighty all the works of your hand.
Mighty all the works of your
hand. Mighty all the works of your hand.
Mighty all the works of your hand. First all over. Couldn't find nobody. I look high and low. Still can't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. Searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Greater than you. Nobody, nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. Nobody, nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Amen. Is that you, Bria?
It's me, Bianca.
Hey, Bianca, how are you?
Good.
You ready for school to be out?
Yes, ma'am.
You going on a vacation?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. All right. You. Let me see. You're in the fourth grade or what grade?
Fourth.
Fourth. Okay, getting ready to go to fifth grade. Oh, my God. Girl, you growing up. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Bianca, your precious daughter. I thank you for Bianca. Oh, God, she's letting her light shine as a young child, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, for her parents. I thank you, Lord God, for her mother instilling righteousness within her, oh, God. I thank you for her mother training her up in the way that she should go. And I thank you, Lord God, for Bianca's salvation, her healing, her deliverance. I thank you, Lord God, that she let her light shine in her classroom, that she honors and obeys her teachers. I thank you, Lord God, that she honors and obeys her parents, the administrators, and those who rule over her. So, Father, we just bless and honor you for Bianca, for her sister, Jabria as well, oh, God. We cover them with the blood, and even their brother, with the blood of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. Amen. Well,
amen.
This morning we have Sister Latricia. She's going to pray praise prayer unto God. So, good morning, Latricia. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I met Latricia a few years ago in Winn-Dixie, and then we met again in Publix grocery store, and we connected, and so now she comes on the prayer line on Tuesday nights faithfully. So I thank God for her. So she's going to pray a prayer of thanksgiving unto the Lord. And then after that, I'll introduce our speaker for the day.
Thank you, God. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. And we thank you, God, for starting us on our way. We thank you, God, for this is the day that you have made, and we're rejoicing because we're glad and we're in it by your choosing us to be here. Thank you, God. We thank you, God, for our daily bread.
Yes.
That you're providing for us today. Thank you, Father, for it speaks of bread that we place on our plate, but God, we take it even further than that. We thank you for our spiritual bread today, given us to nourish us and to grow us, and that a light be shown. Thank you, God. We thank you for the women on this line. We just praise you, God, for choosing us. For you chose us, we thank you for it. We thank you for giving us grace this morning. We thank you for sending us on our way. We thank you for carrying the word of life in us as we move about your place. We thank you for setting our feet in places, Lord God, that you have ordained. For when we got up this morning, you placed our feet in a place that is worthy of your praise, Lord God. We thank you, God, for letting us see the goodness of you, God, in the land of the living. We praise you, God. We thank you for this time that you've called us to this place. We thank you, God, for teaching us your ways. We thank you for leading us on a level path because of our enemies, Lord God. We thank you. Worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Lord, to be praised. We thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy, for leading us, keeping us, allowing us to be here, Lord God, to show the world through your love that you are great, that you are great. We bless the wonderful name of your son, Jesus. We thank you, God. For we are people who are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For we will tell it wherever we go. Lord, we thank you for showing us in your word how to serve. For, Lord, you sent your son here to serve. And we thank you, God, that you've given us the opportunity to mimic Jesus by serving others, Lord God. We thank you for our hands. We thank you for our feet.
Oh, no.
We thank you for our ability that you've given us in our bodies.
Yes.
To do what we have to do for you. Thank you, God, for showing us it's not about us. As we move about our day, it's all about you. We thank you, God, for your son suffering for us, that we don't have to suffer. For it's all done through your son. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that came, Lord God, to heal us, to set people free. We thank you for the name of Jesus that carries power to break chains, to deliver, to set free, and to be made whole. We thank you, God, that we come before your throne boldly. Thank you, Jesus. For we need not priests. We need no pastor. But we can come on our own account. We thank you, God. But when we come, we can say, Lord, here am I. Forgive me my trespass. Forgive me for having a proud look. Forgive me, God, for I have done not all what you've called me to do today. Forgive me, Lord. I thank you for not following your commandments, Lord. Forgive me. What a great God you are. For your ears are always open to our cry. Your ears are always open to what we would like to have. And you meet those needs according to your riches and glory through your Son, Christ Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We just say thank you today.
Thank
for your Son,
Jesus.
For your love you have for your people. In a mighty way, Lord, we thank you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. What a powerful prayer unto our God to praise
thank
and thank
you,
him. Because he's
thank
good,
you.
He's mighty, he's
yes.
holy, he's
thank
righteous.
You, Jesus.
He
thank
deserves
you, Jesus.
All the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
He has kept us thank thus you, far. God. He's brought
yes.
us a mighty long ways, like she said.
Hallelujah.
So I thank the Lord
Hallelujah.
This morning.
Thank
you, Minister. Thank you, Sister Latricia. I
thank you
for your beautiful prayer straight from the throne
thank
room.
You,
thank you for letting God
thank
use
you. God. Thank
well,
you, Jesus. God be the glory.
For his heard this morning. You know, the Word of God is awesome. In Psalm 46, Psalms 146, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. So I thank the Lord that we could praise him. Oh, we could praise him like never before. He deserves all the glory, all the praise, all the glory. You know, sometimes we get the glory. Yep, sometimes we get the glory. But God is the one who deserves the glory, not us.
No.
God is the one who deserves the glory and the praise. So I thank him this morning that he allows us to give him glory, to give him praise. And, you know, Psalms 147 says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. Well, our speaker this morning is my neighbor, my friend. We've been friends, oh, my God. We met when we were in our 20s, and now we're in our 60s. God has given us abundant life. You know, we lost track of each other. I moved out of town. We lost track. But she's a mighty woman of God. And I thank God for her. She was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. She's a mother and a grandmother. She's a pastor of Excellent Way International Fellowship Church here in Jacksonville. Feel free to visit them on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. The address is 6035 Fort Caroline, number 15 in Jacksonville, Florida. So if you don't live here and you're coming to Jacksonville, Florida, go by and visit. Her name is Minister Mary Gibbons. And I went there a few months ago and visited. Her precious grands were sitting there, and she and her sister and family, they were praising the Lord. Oh, my God. Pastor Mary has a gift like her sister. They both sing, and she plays the instrument unto the Lord. So I thank the Lord. She plays the keyboard. She sings the glory of God. She also hosts Neighbor to Neighbor prayer line on Thursday nights. So you're welcome to join at 9 to 10 p.m. The prayer line number is 712-432-1500. The access code is 593-740 and then the pound sign. So I introduce to you Pastor Mary Givens. Good morning, Pastor Mary. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you, Sister G?
I'm doing great. I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for your sister who sang as well.
Amen.
All right. Well, let the Lord have his way.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God for this opportunity to break bread with you this morning. Thank the Lord for Sister G. I almost said Pastor G. But I praise the Lord for this opportunity. But I was asking her, was there a certain theme? And she said that today was Joyful Praise Day. And I thought about Joyful Praise, what could I say? And I saw this statement somewhere, and it said, are you happy? So I want to ask you that question this morning. Are you happy? How do you define happiness in your life? What makes you happy? Praise the Lord. The world's definition of happiness is fame, fortune, glory, having somebody that you can have a relationship with intimately, or self-satisfaction, different things, you know, the world offers as happiness. But we should never confuse the pleasures of sin with happiness. Praise the Lord, because that doesn't last. God wants us to look at his way to be happy. to have faith, to be pure, to serve him, and also serve others. Now, that's basically God's way to be happy. Jesus brings us out of the unhappy lifestyle. Now, a lot of times, we come on the Lord's side and, you know, we think, oh, you know, I love the Lord. I'm serving God now. And I'm going to be happy. And that's true. You are happy serving the Lord. But the Bible also tells us be happy, be sad, but be happy. You know, when we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, that's our happiness. That's our joy. Let's just get a definition of happiness from Webster. And it says a state of mind, an attitude of the heart. And when we look at Proverbs 13:15, it says, a good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard. I'm sorry, let me just pull that scripture. I think that is it. Let me make sure that I'm saying the right scripture there. I had it typewritten, but let me make sure. Proverbs 13:15. And this is a different translation than KJV, but it means the same thing. 13:15 says, yes, good understanding wins favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard. And also in 1 Peter 3:9, it says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Our background scripture comes from 1 Peter 3:8-12. And it reads, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you are knowing that you are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Now this word right here tells us what to do to be happy. Praise the Lord. In Ecclesiastes 3:12-13, the Bible says, so I concluded there is nothing better than to be happy and enjoy ourselves as long as we can. And people should eat and drink, enjoy the fruits of their labor, but these are the gifts from God. Each one of us has something to do. Now, sometimes, like I say, we get carried away into being happy and we forget about God. Well, God told the children of Israel, he said, I'm taking you to a land that I promised to your forefathers. He said, but after you get there and you're increasing goods and you're happy, he said, are you sent down to eat and get full? He said, don't forget about me. Don't forget about God, because I'm the one that brought you to this place. And he said, you were in Egypt, in slavery. And, you know, Egypt land to us is the life of sin. It's the world. But God brought them out, and he said, don't you forget about me once I bring you out. Don't you stop frolicking around and reveling and partying and carrying on and doing this and doing that and forget God. You see, God don't ever want us to forget him. He wants us to always remember him. When they got ready to go after Moses had died and Joshua took over and they got ready to go to the promised land, Moses, before he died, he gave them words. Matter of fact, he took them all the way back. He took them all the way back through their history and started telling them what to remember. Remember how the Lord brought you out. Remember how he saved you from the world. Remember what God did for you. You see, we should never forget the goodness of God. God is all and in all and above all. Now, the sinners have something to do, as I started to say. They have a job to do. They need to seek salvation for their souls. That's what they need to seek after. The believers have a job of proving their faith, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, glorifying God, and serving our generation. Praying for our journey, standing in the gap, interceding for the people of the world, for our family members, friends, and just everybody, for those in authority. Those are the things that we have to do. So we should never get carried away into things that cause us to forget God. We should always have a mind for God. Keep a mindset for the Lord. Now, in John 16:22, the Bible says, And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Now, you see what Jesus was saying here? He was letting the disciples know that one day you're going to have sorrow, you know. You're not going to always feel happy, but he said, but I'll see you again. You know, he said, I'm going away. He said, but I'll be back. You know, there'll come a time for you to be happy. And when you get that joy that I'm going to give you, nobody can take it away. And you see, like I was saying a minute ago, that you'll be sad, but you'll also be happy because you know what your future is going to be. You know that your life is hid in God with Christ. That's your happiness right there. And in John 16:22, the Bible says, and ye now therefore have sorrow. I'm sorry, 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace, and the world you have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So because Jesus has overcome the world, we have happiness. We have peace. Now, if we have stayed in the world, you see, you had nobody on your side back then. The Bible tells us that you was in the world, you had no God on your side. You had nobody, you didn't have any help. See, but once you come to God, you got all the help you need. I mean, you can get out and you can pray, and God will take those things that you have gone through. He'll take those things away from you. I remember one time in particular when I was a very young woman and going through stuff. And this particular Friday night, I went to church and I was burdened down by some things I was going through because I was a single parent, a divorced parent, and I raised my children, you know, just, you know, looking in the earthly realm by myself. But I didn't raise them by myself because God was with me. And But I was going through some things, and I began to just allow myself to think about the greatness of God, the goodness of the things that God had done. And, you know, that's, you know, people say, look on the bright side, you know. And that's what we should do. And I mean, when I thought about that, it brought me out of that slump I was in.
Uh-huh.
And see, the devil is on his job, but we need to be on our job.
Exactly.
Happiness is a state of mind. It's an attitude of the heart. Uh-huh. Having, showing, or causing a feeling of pleasure and joy and gladness. Happiness or joy is an attitude of the heart, not just an emotion. See, a lot of times we're looking for something to make us happy.
That's true. But
how many know God said that His word is what we need?
Right.
He said when He sent out His word, it won't return void. And this is the word of God that we're reading and talking about here today. Mm. Happiness is in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, sometimes you'll feel sorrow, but a lot of times, well, most times, all the time when you feel that, the way to overcome it is to think on the goodness of God, but knowing also that that's a task, you see. Now, and I keep going back to the children. I just came out of a study about the life of Moses, and I never saw so much in the life of Moses as I see now. But the Bible tells us that all those things that they went through was done for our example, upon whom the ends of the world have come. The children of Israel, they served idol worship. They did everything that the people do in the world today. And see, we have to realize that the pleasures of sin, what it does is it takes you farther away from God. There's nothing on this earth that can give you happiness that's going to last. Now, you'll be happy for a moment.
Yeah.
Just showing them, they were happy for a moment. Man, they got sad out in the wilderness. They say, Moses, you brought us out here to die.
Uh-huh.
They begin to remember what they had back in the world. And how many know that the devil does that to us all the time when we're going through stuff? Boy,
yes.
If I was doing this, if I was in the club, if I was with my boyfriend, if I was out there dancing, and if I had me a drink of wine or had me some, if I had this cigarette, I'd feel better. But that stuff only lasts for a minute.
Sure.
But how many know that the things of God are eternal?
Yes.
So look on the things that are eternal. Don't look on the things that are temporary. Because temporary happiness is not happiness.
Uh-uh.
God came to give us lasting happiness. He came to give us everlasting peace. He said, seek peace and pursue it. Pursue after the things of God, not after the things of the world.
Uh-huh.
And how we, in order to have a happy life, we need to do what the Lord says.
Amen.
In 12:13, the Bible tells us, it says, here's the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His command. That's how you stay happy.
Mm-hmm.
You remove sin from your life. Keep sin out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is God's way to happiness. Sin destroys happiness by destroying your relationship with God, and God is the source of all joy. God is the source of our happiness. The Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33, He says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, all these things will be added unto you.
That's what He said.
How you keep happiness in your life is you pray often. The Bible says that men ought to always pray.
Always
and never
pray. That's
right. Always lifting up holding hands unto the Lord.
Right.
And like I was saying before, count your blessings.
Yes.
The good things in life and rejoice in them.
Mm-hmm.
Be patient in faith. Wait on God. He said, if you wait on Him,
amen.
So run and you'll not faint. run and not be tired. You'll walk and not faint.
Uh-huh.
He'll give you joy. He'll lift you up like the eagle.
Uh-huh.
He wants us to, we should always trust him, because he always cares for us. 1 Peter 5:7.
Yeah.
And cast all your care on him, because he cares for you.
Uh-huh.
In my conclusion, I want to say that God wants you to be happy, wants you to live for heaven. Uh-huh. Even though we're living for heaven. We're living because one day we know that we're going to go back to the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, we go through in this body. Sometimes we have challenges in these bodies. The Bible tells us that these things only last for a moment. But we're looking at our heavenly hope, what we're looking to. He says, look to Jesus, to the author and the finisher of your faith. Don't look to the left or the right. You know, these distractions, the things you're going to go on in your body is a distraction. The things that ills that you can't have, those are distractions. Those are things that the devil brings. Those are fiery darts of the enemy to our God and distract you from God. But don't never faint. Don't never fail to pray. Don't never fail to allow God to hear your voice. Every day you cry out to God. Let the Lord hear you talk. Be happy and obey God. Trust of walk with God every day of your life. God bless you.
All right.
Amen.
All right, Minister.
What a powerful word, powerful word. Happiness in God. You know, we, like she said, we think happiness is doing this and doing that, living in the world, but that's temporary. True happiness is seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
And
hear the conclusion of the whole matter, and this is important. Hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. That will bring true happiness. That other stuff is false happiness. So I thank the Lord, Pastor Mary. I thank God for you. Lord, I lift up Pastor Mary, my neighbor, my friend, my prayer partner. I thank you for what you're doing in her life, drawing her closer to you. I thank you for her family, her children, her grandchildren, oh God. I thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon her, oh God. I thank you that ears have not heard, eyes have not seen the mighty great things you're going to do in Pastor Mary's life. So, Father, continually drawing her closer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wonderful word, powerful word. I thank the Lord for that. Well, you know what? We have to continually trust in God. And, you know, God wants everybody to be saved. Jesus died so the whole world could be saved. For God so loved the world that he sent Jesus, his only son, so that you might be saved, the whole world. Now, you know, there are certain people that Jesus chose, but he gave salvation to all the world. Everybody may not choose him, but it is a gift. And, you know, in Romans 10:9-10, it says, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we got to say it with our mouths. So anybody on the line that's not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. All right, I praise the Lord. Everybody on the line is saved. And, you know, backsliding is not an option. We got to press forward. We can't press rewind. No, we can't rewind the tape. We got to move forward. We got to press forward. And, you know, we want the Lord to remove the mud and the mire and forgive us for wallowing in the mud. So Psalm 40 said, I waited patiently upon the Lord. He inclined unto me. He brought me out of the miry clay, out of a horrible pit. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto him. Many shall see it and turn from their wicked ways and follow him. So I thank the Lord. Anybody got a testimony this morning? Quick testimony.
Sister G, I got a testimony.
Okay, go ahead.
I was working on the work study at the school, and that discontinued. They let me go, and they sent for a performance, but the next week, a couple of days, the sister at the church where I went to choir rehearsal, I mean the rehearsal for the play, and there was one that was going on with me, but to make a long story short, I was blessed with another job. I'm ended, and the new one's going to start Monday.
Amen. God is a Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. Whatever we need, he will provide. He said, ask, ask. We got to ask, though. You may say, well, God know my needs. Yeah, he does. But he's waiting for us to ask. That we have not because we ask not. So I thank God for Minister Stacy. You know God loves her so much. And he is blessing her, blessing her, blessing her. So I thank the Lord for you, Minister Stacy. I thank God for that testimony. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. Press 1 if you need prayer. If you already press 1, you can state your prayer request. We'll take them.
Sister, you go ahead and pray for my family and pray for my sister Pam, my cousin Pearl, and pray for my family to come together and pray for salvation for my husband to come on in and for my son to come home. Just pray for us, my family. Amen.
All right.
All
anybody
my family.
Else? Anybody else? Prayer. Prayer request. Press 1.
Mrs. Liddell.
Okay, Ms. Liddell.
Oh, I just ask that you continuously pray for my family, Mary Jean and her boys, my sister-in-law, and her daughter, and of course myself as well.
All right. Amen. Anybody else? Press 1, prayer time. All right, well, everybody prayed up. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Mary, if you would join me in praying for people, I appreciate it.
Okay.
I am going to pray for Donna Hawkins and her family. They're usually on with us, but they didn't come on today. If you could pray for Jackie Travis, her family, and she takes care of the elderly. If you could pray for her, and then we'll go from there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you love your people. And I thank you, Father God, that you handpicked us, that we are chosen generation, chosen by you, handpicked by you to be a holy nation, a peculiar people. And Father, I thank you for Minister Donna Hawkins. I thank you for her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, and her mother, Mother Newsom. And I thank you for the entire Hawkins family, oh God. I thank you for blessing them in safety and in peace. And, Lord, you know she's a minister. She has much to do. You said, to whom much is given, much is required. You have given her many gifts, many talents, oh God. And so we thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless you for that family. And we thank you for their peace, their safety, their protection, their guidance and favor like never before. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Jackie Travis and her family this morning, God. I pray, God, that you would bless her, God, with blessings unlimited, Father. God, you know her. You know who she is. You know what she's about, Lord God. Father, and God, she's about your business, God. God, and whatever else you have called her to do, God. Lord, I pray, God, that you bless her voice, God, the more, God, that she continue to sing to your glory. God, and I pray a special blessing upon her hands as she works with those elderly people, God. God, that they will be blessed, God, they will be healed, God. God, they will be saved, God. Lord, they will come to you, Lord God. God, I pray that her family members will see something different in her, Lord God, that they've never seen before, Lord God. Because, God, we know, God, that they see you in her, God, but, God, I pray, God, that they will see you even more, Lord God, that it will cause them, Father, God, to grow even closer to you, God. God, make her a blessing, God, because, Lord, you have called us to be a blessing that you have blessed us that we will be a blessing. God, bless her, God. God, give her traveling mercies, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, just bless her children, her just, God, all of her people, Father, God, that they'll be saved, God, all throughout her generations, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'm going to pray, Mary, for the Pastor Mary, for the families on Bible Storyland, those connected with. If you could pray for Minister Stacy, salvation for her husband, and pray for healing for her sister and her cousin, and we'll go from there. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every family represented on Bible Storyland. I thank you for meeting every need, whether it be physical, mental, spiritual, emotional. Meet every need, oh God. You are a wise counselor. You're the Prince of Peace. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You're providing for families like never before. We reach out, touch the hem of your almighty garment for healing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a faithful, loyal friend. Oh God, there's no God greater than you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you hear our cries. You answer our prayers, oh God. Bless every family, Lord God, with favor, beyond measure, favor, favor, favor. And Lord, I thank you for the blessings that you are bestowing upon the families on Bible Storyland. Have your way in all of us. We surrender. We ask forgiveness, Lord God, for everything that we've done against your will. Oh, God, forgive us, create in us a clean heart. Yes. Renew a right spirit within us, oh, God. And, Father, we bless you. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving, oh, God. And we just thank you right now for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We honor you for every family. Oh, God, we cry to you for the families that come on Bible Storyland, that come on a regular basis, oh, God. We ask you, Lord, to bless them. Oh, God, their children, their seed, and their seed, and their extended families. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, give me that prayer request again.
Minister Stacy, salvation for her husband, her family, her cousin, and her sister.
Can you also pray for healing for myself, too? I'll forget that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Amen.
Salvation for her husband, healing for her sister
and her cousin.
Yeah, my sister and my cousin, yes.
Okay.
And healing for diabetic.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you again, Lord God. And God, I pray for Sister Stacy, Father. God, first I pray for her husband's, God, her husband's salvation, God. Lord, I pray, God, that he will be drawn by her holy conversation, Father, like your word says. God, I pray, God, that he will come to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that his heart will be pricked, God. God, that something in her life, God, will draw him to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help her to talk so that he'll come to you, Lord God. God, the words that she say, God, put the words in her mouth, God. God, her relationship with him, God, let it bring him to you in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you would touch her sister and her cousins, Lord God. And, God, I pray for healing in her body, Father, healing in their body, Lord God. God, you said that healing is the children's bread. Father, in your name, God, they are your children, God. God, heal their bodies, God. Make them whole, Father. God, help them, Lord, to take note, God, on what they're putting in their bodies, God, and how they're treating them, their bodies, Father. God, so that they will work along with the healing that you have already put in their bodies. Because, God, you said by your stripes that we're already healed. And, God, I pray, God, that they will agree, God, with what you have already done, God, by putting the right foods in their bodies, by living righteously before you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Even the more, Lord God. God, help us, God, as I pray, God, for them, God, to plumb the line. Help us all to plumb the line, Father, as the older people say, God. God, that we'll walk up righteous before you, Lord God. God, that we'll do your commands. We'll obey you. We'll do whatever you command, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, cause your healing power, Lord God, to touch her right now, God. Hallelujah. God, from the top of her head, God. God, inside and out of her body, God, to the soles of her feet, God. Lord, let your healing power touch her right now, Father, and let her be healed, God, by your power, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Touch your sister again, God, her cousin, Father. Move for them in a mighty way, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm going to pray for Miss Ludell. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for Miss Ludell. Oh, God, we thank you for the abundant life that you've given her. And, Father,
yes.
we thank you for her family. You know her children. You know her grandchildren. You know her great-great-grandchildren, extended family members. There's no secret from you. You know every family, particularly Miss Ludell's family, Lord. I pray a hedge of protection around them. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. And I thank you for what you're doing in Miss Ludell's life. Lord, you have given her abundant life. Oh, God, a great life, a wonderful husband who passed away, and a great children and a great family, Lord. So, Father, I thank you for the neighborhood, being safe where she lived. I thank you for protection. I thank you for wisdom that you've given her over the years, oh, God, to make wise choices. I thank you, Lord God, that you are keeping her healthy and well and strong in you. You are her refuge, Lord. She knows that you are her shepherd, and she shall not want. I thank you, Father God, for her children being saved, set free, healed, delivered. I thank you for our cousin Mary Jean and her son being healed. Oh, God, delivered, healed by the stripes of Jesus. Your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Well, I see Bishop David Bryan on here this morning. He didn't press one this morning, but I'm pressing it for him. Good morning, Bishop. How are you?
Good morning, daughter. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Bishop, you got an encouraging word to give us, about a minute, 1 minute encouraging word, and then we're going to be closing out.
I just want to say, Pastor Mary, don't know you, but I enjoyed you this morning. God bless all of you. I just, the Lord just spoke to my heart last night about the children, and we prayed on our prayer line last night for our children and our children's children. And the Lord spoke to our hearts through the word of God and said to us to give it over to him. And give up and let go and let God. That's what the spoken word was last night to us. So we're letting go and let God. Pastor Matt, I enjoyed you. I love everybody. Sister D, you my baby. God bless you.
God bless you too, Bishop. I thank God over there for those people in D-Land, Florida. Thank you so much. Oh, he's a blessing on Bible Storyland. I thank the Lord for him. Father, I just lift up Bishop David Bryant, your servant. Oh, God, to whom much is given, much is required. Much is required of him, Lord God. Even, Lord God, I thank you for the healing virtue going through his body. Even now, as we call upon your name, oh, God, I thank you for getting him out of his bed of affliction, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that he presses his way. No matter what, Lord God, he's still on the battlefield. He's taken many blows, oh, God. But, Lord, I thank you, oh, God, for what you're doing in his life, healing. Healing him from the blows of life, the blows that the enemy sent. Oh, God, we boomerang everything that the enemy sends his way. We boomerang it back to the enemy right now. No weapon that is formed against Bishop or his family will prosper in Jesus' name. So I thank you that the blessings of the Lord are flowing over him like never before in Jesus' name. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. I am so grateful that you saw fit to join us this morning. Oh, I speak blessings upon each of you this morning like never before. May the blessings of the Lord run you down, chase you, and be all over you. Favor, favor. I speak favor upon you. Well, join us. Next Saturday is Children's Day. You know we honor children on Children's Day on Bible Storyland. So the children will be singing and praising the Lord. So I thank God for the children who come on Bible Storyland, and the Lord is blessing our children. He's putting, you know, his word on the tables of their hearts as we train them up the way they should go. So I thank God for each of you. I honor the King of Kings this morning, the Lord of Lords. He is the head of my life. He is my Lord and Savior. He's the lover of my soul and the lover of your soul. So have a God-filled day. Have a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget, praise the Lord, I love you, but you already know my love is limited. But God loves you with an unlimited love. He loves you forever and ever and ever. So don't forget, praise the Lord our King. He's soon to come. He's soon to come. Don't forget to praise him. Honor him.
Thank you.